There are children playing in the lush green fields surrounding Beshasha Primary School. 3 decades ago, Abiy Ahmed played here with his friend Abdul Karim Mohamed.
Since his childhood, he's been interested in politics. Even when we used to play at home and make wooden carts, he would sit on them like a king and would push him. So he behaved like a leader.
Dr. Abiy, as everyone calls him now, was charismatic, according to his relatives and former friends, and brimming with ambition.
One day, I remember when we were at his sister's house, he said, "I'll be a doctor." And when he finally got his PhD, I remembered what he said that day and thought, he's achieved his goal. So when he became Prime Minister, I also remembered that game we played with the wooden cart. And I thought, he's achieved all his goals, and I'm happy.
Abiy Ahmed's childhood home is in the region where Arabica coffee originates. The smell of coffee brewing fills the air of the compound where Abiy's father, Ahmed Ali, lives with part of his large family. Mr. Ahmed is proud of his son.
People love him. We love him too. For me, he is my son, and you can ask other people. He's done a lot of good things for this country.
People from this village agree with Mr. Ahmed that Abiy has done a lot of good for this town of a few thousand people. He was first elected to parliament in 2010 and again in 2015. During that time, a high school and a health center were built. Before that, Abiy brought together local Christians and Muslims during a tense moment. Standing in front of the church that was built after the violence subsided, Baranu Abtemariam recounts what divided the two communities.
They came at night and began attacking people with machetes, and they burnt the church. 6 people were killed and 26 injured. Many people were injured and some were paralyzed.
How did it finally come down?
The instigators were arrested, some of them were released, and some are still in prison. Then, after, Dr. Abiy helped mediate between Muslims and Christians. Since then, they reconciled, and now we are living in peace.
How did Abiy manage to convince them to stop the violence? Kasim Abbasimal, the imam at one of Beshasha's mosques, explains.
When he came, he asked the military to leave the area and people were happy about it. So when he came back in 2000, according to the Ethiopian calendar, people were happy with what he had done. So followers of both religions welcomed him and they were quick to adhere to his call for peace.
In the Prime Minister's ancestral village, people adore him. No one criticizes him, even though Abiy Ahmed has been a member of the ruling coalition since he was a teenager. He's been a soldier and head of the intelligence services. People here regard him as a savior, especially for the Oromo people. Vincent Dublange for RFI, back from Beshasha, southwestern Ethiopia.